Today is La Grecque Day in Springfield, per the mayor. Mosso holds its first concert in Symphony Hall. The zoo in Forest Park is open. 5 violent criminals indicted. And the Springfield museums have school vacation activities planned.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the tail end of the month of March. A few days to go at this point. It is March 28, 2022. It is Monday. Here's your forecast for today. Partly sunny, windy and cold, a high of 30 to 34 degrees. Yeah, you're right. There's a switch. The winds are west, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Now for tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, a low of 14 to 18 above. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno and Fire Commissioner B.J. Calvi will hold a special promotion ceremony for the Springfield Fire Department. This will be at the Raymond M. Sullivan Safety Complex today. Mayor Sarno says congratulations to all of our brave and dedicated fire department personnel and their families. These promotions are well-deserved and earned. And on behalf of the residents of our great city, we thank you for your continued efforts in keeping our community safe. And we truly appreciate your service to our Springfield. The words of Mayor Dominic Sarno. Mayor Sarno also declared today La Grecque Day in the city of Springfield in honor of the beloved Greek restaurant's 40th year in business and to mark their grand reopening following a 2-year hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic. The mayor's director of constituent services, Molly Shea, visited Tower Square to present La Grecque owners Kyriakos and Diana Varipatakis with the proclamation. La Grecque restaurant opened its doors at Tower Square in Springfield March 25, 1982, and they've reopened for the first time as of this weekend since the start of COVID-19. Founded by husband and wife team, Kyriakos Kiri and Diana Varipatakis, La Grecque has been a long-time fixture in Springfield's downtown dining landscape. The Varipatakis are thrilled to be back in downtown, and they're welcoming workers and visitors and dishing up their own delicious gyros and other Greek specialties once again. The zoo in Forest Park is open for 2022. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., tickets can be purchased at the zoo gate upon arrival. Here's a reminder that Springfield charges $3 for an in-state plate and $5 for an out-of-state plate. Cash only. And that's to park. Parking is not included in the price of admission to the zoo. Longmeadow Make-A-Wish Foundation's Swish Night was a huge success. The 9th annual Swish Night is where wishes take center court. The community was excited to get back together for the annual event and to give back a good cause. Make-A-Wish of Massachusetts and Rhode Island has helped 8,500 children over the past 30 years. And their efforts have had a life-changing impact and allowed children to strive and dream for the future. It was basketball night, but most importantly, it was intended to raise funds and help fulfill certain wishes for children with serious illnesses. Over the weekend, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra held their first concert at Symphony Hall. Mosso's Virtuosos showcases the members of the Mosso family. All soloists for the program were principal players of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra. Trumpeter Thomas Bergeron and timpanist Martin Kluger shared the conducting duties. And the evening was introduced by Patrick Berry, co-host of Mass Appeal on TV22. 5 members of a violent criminal enterprise were indicted by a federal grand jury in connection with a drug trafficking conspiracy that contributed large amounts of cocaine and cocaine base throughout Western Mass. The charge of conspiracy to distribute more than 500 grams of cocaine provides for a sentence of at least 5 years and up to 20 years in prison, up to a lifetime of supervised release, and a fine of up to $1 million. The case is part of an organized crime drug enforcement task force operation, and it identifies and disrupts and dismantles the highest level criminal organizations that threaten the U.S. using a prosecutor-led, intelligence-driven, multi-agency approach. Additional info about the program can be found at justice.gov, OCDETF. The details contained in the charging documents are allegations the defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Sturbridge police report a dark in color Volkswagen GTI entered the Sturbridge Walmart parking lot from the driveway closest to Stop and Shop. Two suspects believed to be males dressed in dark clothing exit the vehicle and steal a catalytic converter off of a Honda Accord parked between the front entrance and the garden center of Walmart. The suspects were seen leaving at 4:08 p.m., and they left the same way they came into the parking lot, the Stop and Shop area. Multiple potential witnesses are seen in the area on surveillance. So, if you were in the area of Stop and Shop or Walmart, and you have any helpful information regarding this theft, please contact Officer Paul Jansen, and you can reach him at paul.jansen@sturbridgepd.com. And if you're taking notes as I am here, they entered at 4:01 p.m., and they were gone at 4:08 p.m., so it took them 7 minutes to yank the catalytic converter off the car. Fear not, parents. During school vacation week, the Springfield Museums have some cool things planned for the kids. Here are the special events. Tuesday, April 19, and Thursday, April 21, from 11 to 3, Watershed Table. Join friends from Fish and Wildlife to learn about how water impacts the local geology. Now on Thursday, the 21st at 12:30, the Fourth Wall Ensemble. You can watch music come to life in an entertaining show. The Fourth Wall Ensemble will delight you with a new hybrid of the performing arts in which musicians are also actors and dancers. Now, this is what's going to go on every day. From 11 until 3, Graham Tectonics explore the science behind plate tectonics with Graham Crackers and Cool Whip. You can create your own Graham Cracker Cool Whip mini earthquake. That sounds cool. From 11 to 3, Crayon Rocks. You can learn about the different processes behind the three rock types by experimenting with crayons. You can make your own rock to take home and color with. From 11 until 3, Instrument Making. Make your own instrument to rock out with recycled materials. And from 11 until 3, Rockin' Scavenger Hunt. Explore the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts to find the instruments and rocks presented throughout the museum. Claim your prize when done. And from noon to 4 p.m., Pet Rocks. Looking for a pet that can sit and stay and won't run away? Come make your own in the Art Discovery Center. All of this for the kids, so they're not just zoning out, watching TV or playing video games. You can give them stuff to do during vacation week. And that concludes our little visit today on Pioneer Valley Radio. Tomorrow we'll have Mark Auer back with us to take a look at the stages around the region. I thank you for being with us. Pioneer Valley Radio presents Brad Shepherd today, Monday through Friday. I am he, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.